This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 10 days remain in what's become one of the most poisonous election campaigns in recent Italian history. Voters are being asked to choose between Silvio Berlusconi, the conservative prime minister and media tycoon, and a center-left coalition led by former premier Romano Prodi. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The last polls show Berlusconi trailing Prodi by 3.5 to 5 points. In the last few weeks, Prodi, the prime minister, has cranked up the tone of his attacks, not only on his political adversaries, but even against Italy's major businessmen who should be his natural allies. At a recent Industrialist Federation meeting, Berlusconi scolded members of Italy's business elite, saying they don't work hard enough, and vehemently accused them of believing what he called the leftist media's claim that Italy is in economic decline. And cheered by his large entourage, he singled out one of his critics in particular.
The idea of a business leader, if he's not met supporting the left, makes me think he must have an awful lot of skeletons in his closet and a lot to repent if he hides behind the skirts of the left.
The scene was repeated for days on all TV channels, the three commercial networks Berlusconi owns, and the three state-run channels he indirectly controls as head of government. Political scientist Ilvo Diamanti says scenes like this show Berlusconi as the anti-politician.
To be successful, he has to always be in opposition, even when he is in the government. And in this, he is a master. In order to win, he cannot tell the truth. If he were to tell voters what sacrifices are needed, he risks losing the election.
Yet Berlusconi is having trouble selling the image of a well-to-do, happy-go-lucky Italy. Last year, the country posted zero growth for the second time in 3 years. Exports have plummeted, and its budget deficit is one of Europe's highest. The Euripus Research Institute says that 1 out of 4 Italian families, 15 million people, are either poor or at risk of slipping into poverty. And nearly 60% say they have problems getting to the end of the month. But Berlusconi is focusing on other issues, raising the communist specter if the Prodi coalition, which includes 2 small communist parties, were to win. Last week, after protest demonstrations by anti-globalists, he warned that Italy is facing a democratic emergency. And this week, he caused a diplomatic incident with China.
During Mao's rule, Chinese communists did not eat children, but they boiled babies into fertilizer. It is horrendous, but true.
Prodi, who is an economist and former head of the European Union Commission, tries to counter Berlusconi's flamboyance with the homey image of a wise uncle. He promises that if elected, he will wage a war on tax evasion, which has soared under Berlusconi to an estimated $120 billion, and says he'll introduce a more equitable tax system. Berlusconi and his supporters have pounced on this, warning Italians that center-left vampires will suck the financial blood out of Italians' savings. Prodi calls this language political delinquency.
It's time to stop this war of fear and terrorism. I've said 1,000 times that we will not raise taxes. In the last campaign, Berlusconi sold dreams. Now he's selling fear. Voters should listen to our program, not his lies.
Yesterday, Prodi was asked by a journalist to comment why Berlusconi, the successful media tycoon, has failed to use his magic on the Italian economy.
There is no correlation between a good manager and a good politician. A good manager acts for himself, a good politician for everybody.
In the campaign, Berlusconi has had the advantage of massive TV coverage. The communications authority said that the prime minister's Mediaset channels gave him almost 10 times more airtime than to Prodi. The authority also singled out the major news programs of the state-run networks for a similar bias. The question pundits are asking is whether this election will be won thanks to TV or to cost-of-living issues. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.